I fell in love with movies as a kid. I liked anything that got my head out of the trailer house. At home, I read books, but my grandparents had cable TV in Keewatin, and we'd go there many Sunday afternoons. One day, I plopped down in Grandpa's den to watch cable away from the other relatives, just as a commercial break was ending and a movie was coming back on. Let me pause here to say that the movie was Alfred Hitchcock's North by Northwest, and the scene I was about to see is among the greatest scenes ever produced in film history. At the time, I didn't know anything about Hitchcock, Cary Grant, or the movie North by Northwest. Nothing. All I knew was that a guy in a nice suit was standing in the middle of nowhere. That's the scene, of course. Cary Grant plays a bland New York ad man mixed up in an international game of espionage because of a case of mistaken identity. As he's trying to figure out how to get his life back, he ends up trying to meet someone in the middle of South Dakota, and there's no one there. He's just standing there for ages. Minutes go by in real time. I'm sitting there in the den of my grandma and grandpa's house, and there is a movie on in which absolutely nothing is happening. It's on the classic movie channel, so it's supposed to be good. What on earth is this movie? A man arrives at this lonely road, but we quickly learn he has nothing to do with Cary Grant's problems, just some old farmer catching a bus somewhere. Thinks it just as strange as I do that Cary Grant would be standing on this particular road for no good reason. They make strange small talk. The awkwardness pours off the screen. A rickety old plane is dusting crops in the distance. Aside from the occasional sound of cars going by, a long process that drags from one horizon to the other, the only other sound is the constant drone of this distant plane going about its dreary business. Just before a bus arrives to pick up the other gentleman, he makes one final observation to Cary Grant. "That's funny. That plane's dusting crops where there ain't no crops." Then there's more time. The crop duster makes a long, arcing turn and begins to fly toward Cary Grant. It gets closer. He notices it dispassionately at first. It gets closer and closer, and soon he realizes it's flying directly at him. Not over him, down directly toward him. In an instant, he dives to the ground as the plane misses him by just feet. And I am on the edge of my grandpa's old orange chair, alone in this green-carpeted room at my grandparents' house. Baffled, Grant rises to see the plane making another pass at him, and this is the iconic part of the scene. He runs. It is the Great Plains. There are no hills. No buildings, no trees, just land. He runs. The plane gets closer, closer, closer. He sees a shallow ditch just ahead and dives in. This time, the plane not only nearly hits him, the pilot fires an automatic gun, barely missing the misplaced movie star. Keep in mind that I didn't see the entire first half of this movie, nor did I have any preconceived notion about the plot summary. After 6 minutes of building to this moment, in just 2 minutes, the action leads to a foot chase. Hiding in corn, a crop-dusting gas attack, a near miss with a gas truck, an explosion as the plane hits the gas truck, and Cary Grant escapes by stealing a pickup with the refrigerator in the back. The great scene is just great, all on its own. North by Northwest is an excellent movie. It's also sprawling, about 2.5 hours long. I still watch the whole thing sometimes. But I'm really only watching for these few extraordinary minutes that so captivated me when I was a kid and, like Cary Grant, just wanted to get away.